Well, once again, it's time to talk about really what we hear at Robin Hood Radio, and I know a lot of people in Sharon and the immediate surrounding areas consider one of the premier events of the summer, and that is the annual Sharon book signing, which goes on at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And this year it's the 22nd annual signing, as a matter of fact. And once again with us this year, we have Nicole Thornton with us and Gretchen Hockmeister. Nicole and Gretchen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. A 22nd year, and you know what? I have been around for all of them. And this guy, I kind of match this up with the Sharon Daycare Center's Sharon Classic Road Race. They are two really big events, one that heralds in the end of spring into summer, and the other which basically announces, well, sooner or later, summer's going to come to an end.
Yeah, that's right.
They're great bookend events, but along with the book signing, also, which we have the book sale that goes on as well. So why don't we start off with you, Nicole? We'll talk a little bit about the particulars about the book signing.
Sure. Well, the book signing is from 6 to 8 p.m. on August 3rd at the Hotchkiss Library on the Green. The address is 10 Upper Main Street, followed by August 4th and 5th, which is our annual used book sale. But this year we'll be celebrating our 125th anniversary of the library. The building was made by architect Bruce Price in 1893, so that's very exciting for us. Admission to the signing is $40 per person. You can pay in advance or at check-in. We'll have wine and cocktails, which will be served, as well as hors d'oeuvres from J.P. Gifford. And you can find a full list of authors and their books at our website, sharonbooksigning.weebly.com, or drop by the library for an invitation, because we would love to see everybody.
You know what I always say about this book signing, and it's true, for $40 a person, okay, so you go out and, A, you bring your books that you want to have signed, you buy books, meet the authors, but you really, it's like going out for dinner and drinks and an evening of conversation with people, all for, if it's a couple, $80. It is like the best deal in the world, because you really can skip dinner that night. You don't have to worry
about
it.
And the hors d'oeuvres are always tasty, served by the rising eighth graders from Sharon Center School.
I was going to say, so it's, and it's a rain or shine event, because a more intricate setup of tents I have yet to see, and I've been there when it's been a downpour, and I've been there when it's not. And really, you pull it off. It doesn't matter, no matter what happens.
We're a rain or shine event, but of course, we're hoping for a beautiful, sunny evening. So
that's it. And also, for people, you take credit cards there as well.
We do. That's correct. Yep.
So, folks, you're completely covered for a nice evening night out. And the great thing about it, when it ends, if you want to go out and do other things afterwards, you still have time. But it really is an event, and I'm always amazed at how busy it gets and how efficient your volunteers and the people that work the book lines, that, A, cash out the books, that sort the books and everything. It really is a well-oiled machine.
Thank you. Well, we've had a lot of practice and refined our you know, different aspects of the event over the years, but I have to really give a shout out to all the volunteers. As you say, we really couldn't do this without many, many people, and also the support of many organizations and businesses in town, including Robin Hood Radio. So it's a true community event. The flower design is done voluntarily by the Sharon Garden Club. As I mentioned, the eighth graders are involved as our servers. So we have many, many people participating.
All right. So now, and also with your, there's the adult book sale. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some of the authors. I mean, I really find you always have a great arrangement of authors, both local and national and international.
Well, that's the same this year. I'm proud to say we're very pleased with our array of authors. We have many local people from throughout Connecticut, Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and people coming up from the city as well. So it will be a great event, and we have a lot of timely books and fun books and pretty much anything you could be interested in. I think we have something for you. So we have some great fiction this year. We have former New York Congressman Steve Israel with his latest satirical political novel called Big Guns, which we're excited about. For lovers of something short and absolutely exquisite and literary, we have a wonderful novella by Robert Kipnis, who is a part-time Sharon resident, known by many, and he's a very well-known painter and printmaker. And he's written a beautiful novella set in 1942, and we have a really fun summer read by a Kent author named Amy Popel called Limelight, a novel about a woman who moves her family from suburban Dallas to Manhattan and discovers that life in the city is a little more complicated than she had imagined. It's a funny, fun book to read. We're very thrilled we're going to have Barry Blitt with us. He's known by many for his often pointed satirical New Yorker covers, and he's been a political cartoonist for over a quarter century, and he's recently published a retrospective of the last quarter of his career, the last 25 years, and it should be a really interesting, beautiful book to look at. And we're also pleased that the chief fashion critic from the New York Times, Vanessa Friedman, will be with us. And she's written the introduction to a beautiful book called Dressed Like a Woman, Working Women and What They Wore. It's a collection of 300 photographs depicting women at work all around the world. And for lovers of cookbooks, we have some favorites coming back. Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough will be here. They're Colebrook, Connecticut residents, and they've published, I think, over 30 cookbooks in their career. And they'll be introducing their latest, The Kitchen Shortcut Bible. Sharon resident Jesse Sheehan has a really lovely cookbook called The Vintage Baker, which was inspired by her mother's vintage recipe pamphlets and old cookbooks. And in that, you will find recipes for all kinds of old treats that your mom and grandmother served you. For gardeners, Jane Garmy will be here with a lovely look at city gardens in New York City called City Green, and Tova Martin will be back. She's been with us many times with her latest gardening book, The Garden in Every Sense and Season. We always try to have a number of great history titles because we know a lot of people enjoy that genre. And best-selling author Michael Korda will be with us with his book Alone, which is his take on the Battle of Dunkirk as well as personal family stories from that time. David Margolick, a well-known journalist, will be with us with a very book I think that's still very timely today, The Promise and the Dream, The Untold Story of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy. So it's a dual biography of their interactions and friendship, and on the 50th anniversary of the events of 1968, I think that still has a lot of resonance. We'll have a book called by Ben Stile, History of the Marshall Plan, and its impact on Western Europe post-World War II. And I know many people will be coming to purchase Simon Winchester's latest book. He's always a favorite at our event, and he's back with another book, The Perfectionists, How Precision Engineers Created the Modern World.
So you have really, once again, just an amazing width and breadth of books and authors coming. We're speaking with Nicole Thornton and Gretchen Hackmeister. We're talking about the 22nd annual Sharon Summer Book Signing, Friday, August 3rd from 6 to 8, right at the Hotchkiss Library. Now, you also have youth books that are at this event, too, as well, right?
We do. We have some amazing children authors and illustrators that will be here with us. The great Lane Smith, who comes nearly every year, will be returning with his picture books, A House That Once Was and A Perfect Day, along with the best-selling I'm Just No Good at Rhyming. And MoMA curator Sarah Suzuki and illustrator Ellen Weinstein will be here with their book on the renowned and fascinating polka dot artist Yayoi Kusama, To Infinity and Beyond, a book great for both great children and adult book. Not only will Simon Winchester be here with The Perfectionist, we'll also have his children's books, When the Sky Breaks, which explains our worst stormy weather and climate change. We have a little bit of a morbid but humorous book by Sarah Albee called Poison, Deadly Deeds, Perilous Professions, and Murderous Medicines, which should be very fun for kids. We also have our books, their I Can Read books, their small books that help children learn to read on Alexander Hamilton, Martin Luther King Jr., and George Washington. And we just have a great lineup of children's authors. It's going to be great.
It's quite an event, and I do realize every year when we go and we set up how amazing the setup is. But then, really, that's just the kickoff, because then, once again, on Saturday and Sunday, you have the annual used book sale. And for people who love to read, and there are tons of people, this used book sale really is, you get some unbelievable bargains.
You do. And this year, I mean, we've been getting tons and tons of new books donated every single day. This year on August 4th, it'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., but there's an early bird sale at 9:30 for a $10 fee. And on Sunday, August 5th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So it's a full weekend for you folks at the library.
Oh, that's right, yes.
We'll be tired at the end of Sunday afternoon. And I have heard from the busy volunteers who've been sorting all the wonderful donated used books that they have a really great selection this year.
So once again, folks, it's Friday, August 3rd for the book signing, summer book signing party, which runs from 6 till 8 p.m. That is $40. That includes the book signing with wine, cocktails, and tons of hors d'oeuvres. You can pay by cash, check, or by credit card for all that stuff there. And then following that on Saturday and Sunday, the annual used book sale. And on Saturday morning, early birds for a $10 donation edition. You get the first crack at the books. More information is available at 860-364-5041 or hotchkisslibrary.org. Guys, I can't wait for it. I can't wait to see you there on August the 3rd. We always look forward to it.
Great. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.